views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a living lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about finding love. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, is there some magic potion that we have, that we've done to help someone find love in their life?
You know, as you know, a lot of people over the years have come to us because they know we're really good with energy and we, you know, that we're intuitives, that we must know that magic energy potion. But before I talk about that, the main approach to finding love is a form of a programming approach. And let's talk about that. What is the current approach? What's the programming approach? Well, if you want to go find someone, what do? You have a makeover. You start a weight loss or exercise program, maybe plastic surgery, maybe lessons on flirting, maybe even pole dancing classes.
Not really.
belly dance. I've heard all sorts of things. And all the ways of making a person more attractive. And then there are dating services and services you can buy to increase your chances of finding someone. So what's wrong with that?
Well, Jason, what is wrong with that?
The problem is that we call it a marketing approach. A marketing approach is where you advertise yourself to make yourself look the best. Unfortunately, when you have an intimate relationship, all the marketing covers are uncovered. There's no hiding, you know, after you connect with someone. And if you're looking for that love of your life, quote unquote, you know, the marketing approach isn't going to get the job done.
Let's back this up for just a minute. You mean that if someone does the marketing approach, what that means is everything is uncovered? Because the truth is, I don't want everyone seeing all of my stuff.
Well, the truth is, the marketing approach is just the opposite. Nothing's uncovered.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure that was clear. Okay.
We've got a lot of movie references in this show, so,
we
so
do.
Hold on.
We do.
You know, 27 yes. Dresses, where Katherine Heigl's sister in the movie made up all these things, like she was a vegetarian and she liked to go out and hike and
she loved dogs. She loved
dogs and kids.
And she couldn't stand any of them.
But it was all made up because it was a very effective marketing approach. And he actually asked her to marry her in the movie. So the truth is, it can work, but it's not the best. Now,
wait a minute. Let's back up and say it's not authentic.
It's not authentic.
There we go.
I would say that, hey, if you want to have a makeover and lose some weight because you're connected to your authentic self and you're loving who you are.
Hey, go for it.
And you want to look better.
Yeah.
That's authentic. That feels right.
Well, and I'm just going to put this in there. Oftentimes when you start figuring out who you are authentically, what happens is you actually start to lose weight because you're clearing away negative energies, toxic energies that you're carrying. And you also think, well, you know what? It's time to take care of me.
That's a real twofer, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is. It is. So, okay. So, Jason, let's tell the audience about the magic or not.
Here's the truth of the matter. And we've had so many people come to us over the years and ask us, you know, is there some way, you know, is there some crystal that I can have? Is there some special affirmation I can use?
Right.
Is there a talisman that I can hang around my neck, or all the other things, which I would say borders on superstition, because that's not how energy works.
Well, you're actually talking about the song Love Potion number 9
there. I love that. I love that. You know,
I love that song.
When he kissed the cop. Yeah, that to me is the kind of love potion that I could get behind. But the truth is, and I want the audience to understand, except in that one song, there ain't no such thing.
Yes, exactly. So,
but here's the good part. Ahead. Yeah, here's the magic part. Listen closely. The truth is, when you start uncovering the negative toxic energy attached to your ecosystem, you start to feel better, look better. We've had so many clients who have been working with us, and they'll have friends say, oh, what have you done? Yeah. It's one of those expressions where, you know, when you just got, you know, when you just had sex and you think, you know, oh, you know, he's got that look, you know, it's like, what happened to you? Did you just cut your hair? You know, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's, you know, it's energy.
There you go.
And when you start removing that stuff, people say, oh, what have you been doing to yourself? I haven't seen you in 10 years. You look so amazing. That's the magic, even though it's not really magic.
Well, and so let's define it out just a little bit more.
Okay.
When you start removing negative energies from you, not somebody else, not the room you're in, but from you, what happens is that there is a change that happens that, comes out of you that people actually start to see.
The opposite,
it's amazing.
It is amazing. And the opposite is true.
Okay.
We don't see if we're angry and bitter from a previous relationship.
Oh, big one.
That gunk is attached to us.
Right.
And you can say, well, I haven't had a previous relationship. Well, you had a relationship with your parents. You had a relationship. There's all sorts of relationships.
Possibly
you've had.
With brothers yes. and sisters yes. or cousins or whatever. Yes. yes.
And the anger, bitterness, resentment, mm-hmm. Feeling of being betrayed, the fear, the guilt and shame, you know, these things are attached to people, but we think they're invisible.
Yes.
They may not. They may be attached to us, but they're not. We think that they're invisible, but they're not. You know, I can bring on my wife a little bit. When she walks into a room, it lights it up. And there's always people that say, oh, my gosh, it's some form of who are you? How, you know, where do you get your energy?
That's one of my biggest questions I get asked.
And, you know, and the truth is, it's not energy. It's not caffeine. You know, there are times that I have to nudge her in the morning and say, psst, time to wake up. and I don't get an energetic response.
No secrets.
But the truth is that what's so amazing about her is her, not her physical energy, but the fact that she's been removing that toxic negative stuff from her. That's not her. Same thing applies to me, it's by the way, but you know, we're talking about her. So since I'm talking, we're talking about her. So the same thing applies to everyone. We don't understand how that negative energy, you know, for those people who think that.
How that negative energy affects you.
And affects your social relationships.
With everything.
If you felt like you've been sort of, you know, me, the geek, the dork, the person who's unattractive, the person who's, there's always the popular girl or the popular guy and the one who isn't so popular.
Right.
What's the difference? Well, some of it, you know, some of that's learned behavior, but a
meaning,
lot of it
training. Yes.
Yes. Is energy.
Yes.
And here's the truth. And I'm getting away myself, but that energy, when you start removing those layers, it's amazing. And your authentic self, I guarantee you, always looks good to everybody else. And most of us are afraid that if we uncover that authentic self, it won't be good enough. It won't be amazing. It won't be something we like. And that's why we'd rather trust, program ourselves in a way that we choose as opposed to the way that we really are. So
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
That the marketing approach to finding someone doesn't work.
Okay.
That there is no magic energy process to help you find someone. No love potion number 9. But here's the best one, that removing the negative energies can feel like magic and can really change your situation.
So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you can do to make your ecosystem energies be receptive to finding someone special. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia. With an ecosystem approach to your life, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about finding love. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, what are the ways to make yourself more attractive to find someone special?
That's a great question, and the answer is in the question itself, because you don't make someone more attractive. Now, to be fair, if you're an actor or an actress and you go to makeup, they can make you very attractive.
That's not what we're talking about here.
Exactly. And that's the problem.
It's not their authentic self.
Exactly. That's why there are so many screen stars that look attractive on stage, but then they can't maintain a relationship. How many committed relationships are there in Hollywood? Obviously, there's
a few,
but yes. So, one of my favorite songs is by Carly Simon called "A Legend in Your Own Time," and apparently it was about Cat Stevens. I guess I didn't know that. I don't know if that's true or not, but
okay, I didn't know that.
The lyrics of the song go, he was a legend in his own time, but he was never acceptable to his mother because she wanted a doctor or a lawyer.
Right.
And he ended up being a songwriter and very famous.
Yes.
But it was never good enough. Mm. That's taking someone else's programming and trying to make it your own. That's never attractive.
Well, a perfect example of that regarding finding love is the rule that says by a certain age, a woman must be married. Now, I realize that that's gotten, older and older in because we're living longer. That could be one of the reasons. I don't really know the statistics on that one. But there's these rules out there that say I have to be this certain way in order to find, quote, the perfect relationship.
And even though the norms have changed, there's all sorts of rules and programming you can connect to that kind of bend you out of shape, because truly the most important, the most attractive you is the authentic one.
Right.
And you don't just, you don't choose that. It's already chosen you. When you uncover it, you see what that is. Now, it's not like getting a prize in the Cracker Jack or Jack box. The truth is you probably know a lot about who you are, but your programming may have discredited it, said it's not good enough.
Something just came to mind here using my intuition. One of the things that's really important for people to understand is when you start uncovering yourself, a lot of people say to me, well, what if I don't like what I uncover? I guarantee you the real you is there. But I also guarantee you, because I've gone through the process and I use it every day, that the person that is underneath or doesn't show because of the toxic stuff is the toxic stuff is what makes you not happy with you. That's the stuff. It's very, very, very interesting. And the stuff that you find underneath that is the authentic you makes you go, huh, well, I always wanted to, like me, be able to play the guitar.
Well, and sometimes it takes you a while to adjust because that programming is so strong.
Yes.
But here's the most important part. So as you start removing that negative stuff,
right?
People say, well, okay, so what is the negative stuff that's attached to me? And here's the biggest problem I have is that when I start when we both start seeing these negative stuff in our clients, they think that it defines them. So in other words, the negative energy, here's an important point. If you're taking notes, this is what you write down.
Out of everything that we've ever talked about, this is the most important point I've found.
That the negative energy attached to you is not you.
It does not define you.
It is not you. For example, one of the most difficult negative energies that's attached to people that creates a block for relationship is neediness.
Huh. Wait a minute, dear. What do you mean by, I don't understand what you mean. Could you spend 2 hours explaining to me what neediness is?
She's being sarcastic for those who haven't figured it out. Neediness is the most difficult energy. It's so invisible to the person who has it, but it's so
offensive
and visible to those around them. Even if they can't put their finger on it,
yes.
Even if they can't describe it, they just don't want some of it.
But
there.
It's so mild sometimes that it's like, huh, I don't know exactly what that is, but I don't like that.
And here's the trap. You can be needy or have needy energy attached to you.
right?
Without being a needy person.
Right.
And that's the switch makes it unacceptable that, okay, well, he said I have needy energy attached to me is different than being a needy person or angry energy attached. The way we've treated women in this culture for so many years makes women angry. And it's the abuse and the I could go on. We could go do a whole
on
show
on
that.
And on. Yes. Exactly, and we will at some point.
But what I see is that people, as women age especially, there's anger that develops. Now, both men and women have these negative energies attached to them.
I'm just going to jump in and say the anger that you're talking about and even the neediness is a form of defense.
Yes.
Because people can't figure out how to get rid of it.
One of the best examples of what we're talking about, again, a movie example, is Under the Tuscan Sun with Diane Lane.
Great movie.
And it is a great movie. And they talk about how she got divorced and she found out from someone who barely knew her that her husband was having an affair because everyone knew it except for her. And she went through this whole process of moving out and going to this apartment where everybody else was there was divorced and
right.
It was considered all the losers and this whole stigma. And then she finally, bought a villa in Tuscany and developed this family kind of almost by accident. And she kind of had what she wanted. And at the end, and here's the Hollywood ending that isn't really true. There was this guy that came that was interested in her that would probably be your love interest. You kind of, the audience was left with that idea. But here's the problem is that she still had all that anger
and hate and hurt and
feeling of betrayed by her husband,
That she didn't get rid of.
She didn't know how to get rid of.
Exactly.
That's why the ecosystem approach is so important, because when you get rid of that, you create the opportunity to have a relationship that's truly authentic and deep and tender.
So let's talk about the scars that the past leaves.
It's so much easier for us to say, oh, the past is past. I'm going to shut that door and I'm going to program myself going forward.
To not think that it's going to affect me or has affected me.
Exactly. And it's a form of denial. And unfortunately, those energies do affect you.
Mm-hmm.
But here's, people are saying, oh, he wants me to do all that work. I want someone now. People come to us and they say to us, someone now.
But
I don't want to wait a week. I want someone right now.
But who wants to be around someone who wants someone right now and not willing to do the work? Because the truth is that toxic energy, that's the one that's going to speak, not the authentic you.
Someone who wants someone right now, I guarantee you, there's unworthiness attached to you. It's
yes.
not you.
Yes.
There's neediness attached to you. There's loneliness. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, we are so sympathetic to those feelings because
exactly.
they're so pervasive in our culture. And if you're in pain because you're alone, I'm really sorry about that. I want
right.
to, give you my condolences. I want to tell you that we know where you're coming from. But here's the truth. Most people have spent years doing the programming thing over and over and over again. And if they just had done the ecosystem thing from the beginning,
they would be
much, much farther along. It would have been much quicker.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Negative energies attached to you do not define you.
Let's repeat that one, because that is one of the most important things. Negative energies attached to you do not define you.
Oh my gosh.
And you have the right. I want everyone to give their self permission and know they have the right to let go of those negative energies and to discover the authentic you.
And that removing the negative energies and emotions are the most important part to create the conditions for a relationship. All types of relationships, not just a love relationship.
Exactly.
And that the negative emotions from your past create barriers and blocks to positive relationships
exactly.
in the future.
Exactly. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the best things to do to find a partner. And by the way, it's not a new dress. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about finding love. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So Jason, what are some of the best ways and things to do to find a partner?
This sounds counterintuitive, but don't try. If you start a marketing approach, imagine yourself in a supermarket of other people, other available people. And some of those apps are just like that, where you look at the picture and say, yes, no, yes, no. I mean, oh my gosh, how can you pick someone like that? The truth is, if that's all your focus is trying to find someone, chances are it's not going to work. And we're going to explain why that is. You know, I'm not saying, nothing is black and white. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be on a dating website or anything like that. But what I am saying is that when you're engaged in your life, when you're uncovering your authentic self and engaged in your life purpose, you're attractive.
Jason, talk about life purpose. It's really a big thing for people to understand.
Attractiveness is always in context to operating from your authentic self, doing what you're here to do. Now, a lot of times when I say that, people think, well, I'm going to go save the whales, or I'm going to save the rainforest, or something big.
Jason, my life purpose is not to save the rainforest or the whales. Don't get me wrong. I think it's amazing. But that's not my life purpose.
Everyone, people think that it has to be something big. The truth is, you could be a big brother or sister on your spare time.
Teach someone to read or be able to do math or...
You could be a supervisor in an administrative position.
Absolutely.
That's really dull and boring, but you could have your purpose of helping your employees enjoy themselves or make their life a little bit better. I mean, there's all sorts of very subtle things that you can do, but when you're doing that life purpose, the attractive energy that's around you is multiplied tenfold.
Exactly.
It's huge.
Exactly.
We're going to go back to that movie reference with Under the Tuscan Sun with Diane Lane. She didn't find her man. Now, in the end, it kind of, this was Hollywood.
It implies that
she found someone. Yes. But the truth is, she went through all these things, and she developed a very rich life that was really her. Mm-hmm. And frankly, obviously this Hollywood, but it made her look very attractive. And she had family. She was
and created one.
She created one, exactly. That was very non-traditional. She had she lived in this beautiful place. She had neighbors that she was really close to, and she was when she was divorced, she was a teacher, a college professor, and a literary critic. And now she started to do her own writing. Oh my gosh, her creativity exploded because it wasn't about her anymore. It was about she expanded to something that was greater than herself.
Well, it was about what her life purpose was.
Being in love, finding someone usually is in the context of doing your life purpose. Because when you're in that context, Patricia and I met each other in that same way. We had this interest in energy.
Yes.
And we started talking. Not about dating,
Oh, not at all.
Not at all. It was about energy. And that's what created the conditions for some really I'm gonna digress.
For some really intense conversation about what it is we finally figured out.
I was gonna say intense connection, but next week it's our
next
our,
week, yes.
Next we'll week discuss our show's that about one. Sex. And we'll talk about that later. So but the truth is that if you try and find a partner, then you're not showing your life purpose. You're not in context of who you are.
Right.
You're creating this marketing piece, and it looks phony.
And I do want to say that not always do people have to have common ground for not only their life purpose, but for their relationship. But the bottom line is that having common interest, some, is really a nice way.
Here's how I would describe that. That's a really good point.
Okay.
That when you're in context, it doesn't mean that you have to do the same things. Patricia and I do work together and we love that.
Yes,
we
do.
Doing that. Not everyone can do that.
But we didn't come from that.
We didn't come from that. And the truth is, if you have different interests, but you're engaged in those interests or engaged in your life purpose, and the person who sees you appreciates the fact
that you are
engaged in that life purpose.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
Exactly.
So you could have a doctor and a lawyer, a musician and a executive. It doesn't matter. But if you see that each of the two people of the partnership are engaged in something that's really beyond themselves, it makes it exciting. It makes it interesting. It gives you something to talk about.
And it gives you something to connect with and even understand that your partner or the person that you want to connect with actually can love, actually can have a relationship.
Yes.
With themselves.
Yes.
It's a big deal.
If you are trying to find love, I would suggest that you watch that movie and then kind of critique it based on what we said today.
Right.
The truth is that she was, Diane Lane, the main character, was an amazing person that had some problems with feeling sorry for herself, kind of wallowing in her that negative. And if she was clearing that, it would allow her the opportunity to show what she did. Now, she kind of stumbled into it. And, of course, it is Hollywood, so yes, you're able to do that.
Absolutely.
But all Hollywood always shows is that change happens like just like that. We don't see that actually turn out in regular life, that most people just adapt to that negative energy. They don't ever get rid of it.
Well, and it's like just pushing part of their toxic energy aside to make room.
Yes.
For that, for somebody else's negative energy or the negative energy that just happened.
Or more programming.
More programming, exactly. That is not what the ecosystem approach is about. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The best way to find a partner is don't try. That constantly uncovering your ecosystem so your authentic self shines in your daily life is the best thing you can do to make yourself attractive. And that being fully engaged in your life purpose in an enthusiastic way is the best way to find someone.
Well, and also, I just want to add to that one. Understand that you don't have to be completely, you know, delved into your life purpose, but you have to have some idea what your life purpose is. And how you do that is the ecosystem approach.
Yes.
Through removing negative energies. So, Jason, tell me about the newsletter this week.
The newsletter bonus, we're going to provide some clearings to help you be available in your in a relationship and be available to have a relationship.
Okay.
So, yeah, please sign up for our newsletter if you haven't done so already. We'll tell you at the next segment how to do that.
Okay. And Jason, let's talk about how to do some energy work.
The way you do clearing, as we've talked about, or remove that negative energy, remove that toxic energy, is imagine a trash can. And in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up all your negative emotions, blow them out gently, and blow them into the trash can. We own the trash can. We'll empty it for you. You don't have to worry.
Right.
And as we say, and to eliminate, just blow that out. So that's the elimination part.
And give yourself permission to let go of that negative energy.
Exactly.
And then the next thing we do is we activate life force. It's reversing the process. As you inhale, take it into your heart, meaning take life force energy into you. We see it as pure, clear light. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk some more we're going to do some clearing, and so you can increase your chances at finding a partner. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and today we're talking about finding love. Before we get to the clearing today, Jason, I just want to reinforce one major point that is so important. I want people to remember this part because it is really important, and it's negative energy that is attached to you does not define you, because with the ecosystem approach, it gives us the opportunity to remove it.
We've had so many clients who have taken it personally. So if we're clearing loneliness or neediness, then what they hear is you're needy, you're bad, you're doing it all wrong. You're not good enough.
Yes, exactly. And that is not what we're saying at all. We're saying, hey, if you use this ecosystem approach, then you can remove all of this.
Most or all of these negative energies wouldn't be there if you didn't have this negative energy attached to you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so that's a biggie. So shall we start?
Yeah, let's get going. Okay, Jason, you're on.
So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate, here's the big one, the hurt and pain of feeling lonely and needing to find someone right now.
Take a breath. Blow it out.
The impatience I have because I'm lonely and I need someone right now, and I don't think I can wait any longer. Take a breath. Well, by the way, that impatience and pain is an energy that you can clear.
And I was just going to say that loneliness and feeling broken, which was going to be my next clearing for everyone, they're energies. When you remove those negative energies and give yourself permission to let go of those negative energies, it's almost as if the room gets lighter. So, and to eliminate feeling broken and lonely and hopeless about relationships and who I am. Take a breath. I don't need that energy. Here's a really, really big one. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from giving myself permission to let go of broken, toxic, lonely, hurtful, angry energy. Take a breath. Let go of it.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that these negative energies do not define me. They are not me. They're just attached to me. Take a breath.
Good. And I don't want them anymore. Take a breath. And to eliminate loneliness and neediness I feel from time to time or sometimes all of the time. Take a breath. Get rid of that stuff.
Here's the part we didn't talk about in the show, but I'll make it a clearing statement. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that no matter how many lovers I have in my life, if I'm lonely, I'll still be lonely because it's an energy.
And you need to get rid of it. Take a breath.
People think that if I have people in my life that I won't be lonely. It's not true. Loneliness is an energy.
Exactly.
And to eliminate the false belief that I can get rid of anger by finding a better partner, by having a better person in my life.
Right.
When the truth is, it just brings out the anger more when it's safe. Take a breath.
By the way, everybody, and you know, that we, most of us know this, we bring baggage, emotional baggage from our past relationships.
Energies.
Energies, exactly. And the ecosystem approach really enables you to get rid of those energies and that baggage. So, and to eliminate all of the baggage and all of the negative energies that I'm carrying around that are holding me hostage and keeping me stuck in the toxic energy, but not realizing that there's toxic energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the unworthiness and shame that makes it painful to see these negative energies that might be attached to me. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that no matter what Jason and Patricia say, I still feel that if I have these negative energies attached to me, it defines me. And I struggle to let that go when the truth is I don't have to. Take a breath.
By the way, you can make the choice to let this go. This isn't about not having a choice. There is always a choice, no matter what is going on in your life.
And all you have to do is do the clearing statements and get rid of them. Yes.
Yes. So take a nice breath and to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from remembering. I have a choice and I can get rid of them. And I don't have to be perfect in my clearing statements. Take a breath. That's kind of a big one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And to eliminate my impatience, which says I should be able to clear one time and get rid of years and years and years and years of abuse. Betrayal.
Layer and layer and layer. In other words, remember, it took us a long time to get to where we are. It'll take us a little bit of time to undo that toxic energy. Take
a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can focus on creating an amazing life connected to my authentic self. So I can remove these energies, so I can have the courage to remove these energies and create this amazing life for myself. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the bitterness and anger and hate and hurt that I'm turning on myself, as opposed to putting it in the garbage can. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can remember that being in the context of my authentic self and my life purpose makes me so much more attractive. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
I want everyone to try something next week, or you could do it this week. Before the show, if you have the opportunity, look in the mirror at yourself. Just look. After the show, I want you to look at yourself again and see if you see any difference. Because 9 chances out of 10, you're going to see a difference.
Maybe more importantly, see if there's someone close to you who doesn't have an agenda.
Yes.
See if they see a difference.
Exactly.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the energy changes in me when I look in the mirror. Take
yes.
a breath.
And to eliminate all of the blocks so I can focus on creating an amazing life connected to my authentic self. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the anger, hurt, betrayal, and abuse energies from previous relationships, whether it's a significant other or not. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the trust that I need so I can the trust in myself so I can show my heart to the world every day and know that I can protect myself no matter what. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my neediness to fall in love, to be in love with love that makes me a crazy person and impatient and sabotaging my life.
Yes.
Take a breath.
You know, it's really amazing And to eliminate, you brought up something really good, Jason, and to eliminate all my patterns and programmings and trainings to set myself up to do sabotage, self-sabotage, and then sabotaging things in my life, patterns in my life, so I can assure myself that I can be lonely, bitter, and angry. I release and let go all of that negative energy and that programming. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see that there are millions of married couples who are very lonely, disconnected, and hurt, even though they're connected and they have a relationship. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the bitterness about that, it doesn't serve anything. So, Jason, is it time to activate some life force energy?
Yeah, I think so. Let's
okay.
do that.
So, I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can show my heart and my authentic self to the world. Take a nice breath, pull in that life force energy. Take a breath. Let it go to the tips of your toes. Let it turn around and now take a breath. Blow it out. And to activate life force so I can engage in the world in a way that makes me happy and complete. Take a breath.
And to activate life force energy so I can have the courage
yes.
to confront those negative energies and remove them because they're not me, they're just negative energies. Take a breath.
And to activate life force energy so I can stop giving up my power to my past, remove what I see about my past, and know that I can go forward and be happy and healthy. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to connect with good people and feel connected.
Take a breath. And one last one, and to activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy and creative and love and laugh and enjoy and see who I am and actually enjoy not only my life, but go out there and help others enjoy their lives. Take a nice breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about sex.
What?
Good thing this is radio. You never know about me. So anyways, you know, the truth is I make jokes, of course, but sustainable sex is the sex that's really difficult. And people don't know how to have it over a long period of time in a relationship.
And actually continue to enjoy it.
Yes.
And get benefits out of it.
Yes. So we're going to go do a deep dive in that. You have to listen to this one. So,
okay. One more thing. Don't forget to remember, I should say, that your negative emotions attached to you do not define you. With that said, if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter and get the backstory for Living Lighter Radio. We would love to hear your comments, so send us a note on our email address, which is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org.
And I've been doing postings on Facebook so that
nice.
Just little teasers about the show. And
okay.
Hopefully that'll help you listen.
So. All right. So next week we'll connect Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.